512, and I'm told that there is a request that it also be read with item 517, both of which are second readings.
512, revised sewer and stormwater rates, charges, and fees in accordance with the fiscal year 2018-2019 sewer user rate study, and 517, authorized rates and charges for water and water-related services during the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2018 to June 30, 2019, and fix an effective date.
Again, colleagues, these are second readings. Any further questions or comments for staff on these items?
So we're voting on them together?
No, we're going to vote on them separately, but since they're separated, if there were follow-up questions, we just didn't want staff sticking around. Very good. Please call the roll on 512.
Fish.
Well, no one likes to pay more for a basic service, but I'm pleased to report that for the fifth year in a row, we have been able to keep the combined rate increases of our water, sewer, and stormwater customers below 5%. We are heading closer to 4%, and that's a significant milestone with the city's calculation of inflation at about 3.5%. The delta is getting much closer. On the Bureau of Environmental Services side, we are looking in the out years now at a number of years at approximately 3% rate increase. That's below the rate of inflation. And that rate increase includes, built into it, is a commitment this council has made over the next 10 years to get to functional sustainability in our system, meaning to get all of our assets in good or better condition, making BES perhaps the first utility of its kind in the nation to be able to achieve that milestone. So we're making historic investments while also stabilizing rates. I'm very pleased and grateful to all of our oversight bodies, the Citizens Utility Board, the Portland Utility Board, all the members of the public, actually in this case one member of the public, who came and testified at our rate hearing, the feedback we got from our budget hearings, and just the general information that the public shared with us. We are on a good path. We're providing basic services at a fair value. I'm honored to be the commissioner in charge of our utilities, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
So I agree with you, Commissioner Fish, and thank you for your work on this. I actually am glad to pay more in order to be able to get the system onto a sustainable path and to fix it so that we're not passing on a burden of debt to our children and grandchildren. So thank you for figuring out how to do that. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Please call the roll on 517.
Fish.
This second matter is the rates for the Water Bureau. There is common confusion in the public about the bill they receive. People generally refer to their bill as the water bill. I think sometimes people are surprised to learn that the water portion of their combined utility bill is about a third of the bill, and the rest is sewer, stormwater, and other charges. I got an email the other day from someone saying they were fed up with high water rates, and my polite response was, then don't move from Portland to a number of our suburban jurisdictions, because when you look at our rates compared to some of our sister cities in the region, we're still a relative bargain. It is true that there is pressure on rates, in part because of our obligation to comply with federal regulatory schemes. And while there's a number that we're currently complying with, it may be in the future that Congress, in its wisdom, decides to impose more requirements. But it is nonetheless, when you get your bill, water's about a third, sewer stormwater is about two-thirds. And when the presentation was made to council, I think people could see graphically that we are still in the middle of the pack among sister jurisdictions, again, providing good value at a fair price. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everyone.